Ladies and gentlemen, the Lake 940, the Good to Be Bad Tour comes to Webster this Sunday at 1 o'clock Indian Ranch. Doors are at 11:30. 15 million albums sold for this band, over 8,000 concerts, 2 platinum records, 6 gold records. It's George Thorogood and the Destroyers. George, how we doing?
What's up, Doc? I'm sneaking by. You said 15 million. Did you say that?
That's what I read. Do I have that right?
Oh, boy. If it's right, I got to go talk to my accountant. That's a lot more records than I ever thought.
Your newest record is a live set from 1982 that was performed not far from us in Boston. And that's available on vinyl, CD, and on digital devices to get those numbers up even more.
Well, you know, I have no say in these things. You know, I really didn't have any say in the release of the original or this one because we didn't own the master of it. I think Rounder Records did. Yeah, it was really their problem. Of course, they wouldn't have put it out without our okay, but it was their idea to do it. And I said, well, okay, you know, we don't have anything current out. So they did. And I guess the sales were respectable. So they put out the full concert, you know. And I'm glad they did, because if they didn't, you and I might not be having this conversation right now.
Yeah. Well, you're an amazing touring act. You've been to Webster a couple of times before, playing this venue, Indian Ranch, a couple of times, I think 2014 and 2016. So you've been to Webster before. What do you think of our little town?
I'll tell you what. I'm not a fan of playing outside. I'm not even a fan. No, I'm not even a fan of being outside, let alone being outside in the daytime. It's just, I'm more uncomfortable than a wet cat. So when we went to do it the first time, I said, you know, I'll give it a try, you know, and it was fantastic. At the time we were doing it, we were fortunate that the Indian Ranch was celebrating some 50 years or something in business. And, you know, back in the 30s or 40s, whenever they got started, they had a different kind of acts than back then. They had more like, you know, Gene Autry type bands and, you know, probably Tommy Dorsey type bands before rock and roll hit. But the turnout, I said, man, this is fantastic. So the second time came, I said, well, let's do it again just to see if it wasn't a fluke. You know what I'm saying? That's what we do in this business. Sometimes you play something, it goes so bad, and you go back the second time and say, well, it couldn't be that bad. Okay. So if it's that good, you go back to say, let's see if it was good as the first time, and it was even better. I said, you can't. How do you improve on perfection? I paid the price for it, though. I mean, when it was over, we have a high energy act. What can I tell you, Doc? You know, and when you're playing, you know, and it's hot out there, but our audience works just as hard as we do. I saw a woman got up in the middle of our first song. She didn't sit her butt down till Move It On Over was over, and she wasn't just wiggling around like a drunk. This lady had the moves. I mean, these people, we reach these people, so we have to go back a third time because there's exceptions to everything. And I thought, well, I got there and I said, well, where are the Indians? Where are the Native Americans? Because we're heavy into that. And they were like, well, no, you got the wrong idea. So I said, well, where's the Indian motorcycles then? Because we're into that too. Yeah. And so they said, well, no, that's not what this thing is. I said, well, whatever this thing is, it's great. And when I say great, I mean great. You leave the room, which is upstairs. They have like an upstairs room for like a dressing room. Mm-hmm. And you got to go, it's not easy to get to the bandstand. You got to go all the way down the steps through the building where they have the meet and greet. And when you walk through, it's like all these people. It's like a boxing match. Like you see Raging Bull and you see the fighter leave the training room. And before they walk to the ring, it's like that. They're all waiting on the side, you know, And very few venues are like that. And that one is. I said, and then once we get there, the people leave, then they go to their seats, you know, but they're not in their seats for long. I'll tell you that.
You hear that, listeners out there, that we've got this is the third time we've got to top the last couple of times George Thorogood and the Destroyers have been around. We've got to
back. I don't know if we can even just match what we did before, what they did before, what will be, you know, fantastic. Who wants to get whipped? I mean, when you go on the stage, you want to say, yeah, I really want to do this, you know, or you say, I really want to try this and let's see how it goes. And again,
even when it's performing bad to the bone for the 10 millionth time, right?
Yeah. But to a lot of those people, it's the very first time. Think of it in those terms, you know, so everything is a first. That's what history is about.
We play all the greatest hits here on the Lake 940, and that's why we play them, because they're the great hits, and I think you have the same attitude towards all your own smash hits.
I'll tell you this, the Indian Ranch, there's few people, there's a few venues that we've seen over the years that people will say, it's a people's venue. Now, a lot of people don't know what that means. Well, in the terms of performing live, there are places that are all purpose. They have circus acts in them. They have, you know, magic acts. They have all sorts of acts. But there are certain rock rooms that you go to places that you say, this is a people's room. So when we go on stage, we're there. We usually do this anywhere, but that's really a high note for that kind of analysis, because we say the people make it and the people break it. So you got to play for the people.
George, I'm overwhelmed speaking to you, because growing up in high school, I really wanted to remember all of my English lit assignments and remember the Canterbury Tales, the prelude to it, word for word, and all the poems. And I couldn't quite nail it, even though I was pretty good at those kind of things. But on the weekends, send me out to a party, one bourbon, one scotch, one beer. I knew all the nuances, all the words, even switched it up for the live version from the 1986 album, where you changed it to a triple shot of Cincinnati juice. So I just got to tell you, that was one of my high points, just catching all the words in that one.
Well, I'm glad we made somebody happy, Doc. It's just what the doctor ordered.
Yeah, one thing that we've always appreciated at your previous shows is that you and the band always perform the national anthem at the close. Will we be doing that this time around?
Well, if we're still in America, yeah. I mean, we do it in other countries. Well, we do it in other countries, too. You know, just like tip of the hat it's real, and it's a signal to say that the show is officially over, but at the same time, it's, just a sign of respect.
Certainly. I appreciate that. And Indian Ranch, they're celebrating their 75th anniversary this year, by the way. And they have someone perform it at every event that they put on.
I don't know if it was on purpose, but when we played Indian Ranch I didn't realize it till I turned around and behind the stage was a great big American flag.
Yes.
Behind the stage, you know, and I said, geez, we couldn't have planned it any better. We came to the right place to play this song anyway.
George Thorogood performs the Good to Be Bad tour Sunday afternoon, 1 o'clock, Indian Ranch. George, thanks for joining us on the Lake 940.
Rock and roll never sleeps. It just passes out.